crack put away, Lord.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Hi.
You guys, hello. Happy St. Patrick's Day, goddammit.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's my Daisy impersonation from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Totally cartoony. I apologize to all the Irish people.
So amazing to be in Philadelphia.
I know.
What a city. So much history. And what a great night to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey, because this city has the biggest blowjob bell I've ever seen in my life. That thing is in a glass case.
Frankie's done a lot of work here, a lot of work.
Whenever Frankie needs a blowjob in his dorm, it's like, go! Security guards are rushing over.
Who here is from New Jersey, by the way? All right.
Oh,
yeah, just over the river. Yeah. It's exciting.
So this place, you know, it's funny how every city has its own culture, you know, and I really felt out of it today because I went to the Wawa.
Went to the Wawa.
You got to go to the Wawa. I've never felt dumber in my life, okay? I don't know. I didn't know how the Wawa worked. We went there once. I went there once wasted last time we were here. Yeah. So I don't really I remember I ate tuna at 2 in the morning. It smelled great. The hotel room smelled great the next morning.
Why is tuna at 2 in the morning gross? It's like, oh, I had some tuna for lunch. Oh, nice. That's a healthy choice. I had it at 2 in the morning. Oh, no.
Because we've all woken up with pre-night tuna. We've all done it. So anyway, so I go into the Wawa. You have to order on the little computer. Don't put me in front of a touch screen. I'm too dumb for this place, I'm telling you. So I'm scrolling through the thing. I'm making my little salad. And I'm looking down at the little printer thing thinking, okay, I just paid, so maybe I'll get a number. Nothing came out. So it's like, okay, I don't get a number. Spoiler alert, I was looking at the wrong printer, okay?
Oh, no.
So I'm waiting by the sandwich thing, the sandwich salad thing, and I'm waiting for my little salad to come out, and it doesn't. And I'm like, hi, is my salad coming? I'm number 803. And they're like, your ticket. I said, what ticket? And they're like, get your ticket. So I went back over there. I was like, sorry, guys, I think this is my ticket. Everyone's just looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you, right?
Out of towner.
So then I felt stupid. So I didn't want to go back to the salad place and just stare at them for my salad, because I was like, they already think I'm a monster, like an idiot, you know? So I'm kind of hiding behind like a pylon. Okay, so then this big guy who's all in green, and he's holding a newspaper. It was like a cartoon. He goes, whoa, look at that. Kyle's coming to Philly, right? Do you know what that means? Is that a sports thing?
Kyle.
Who the fuck is Kyle?
Kyle.
There's a husband. What'd you say, husband?
So what you're trying to say is...
It was sports. This guy's like, yeah, look who's coming to Philly, right? And I was like, yeah, wow, great.
Hello, Kyle.
And then I just walked away because I was like, this man's going to cost me. You know, I didn't want to like revel because I don't want to be fake. I don't know who he means.
Don't know who Kyle is.
So then the guy's mad at me, okay? So I'm hiding behind this pylon and this big dude still holding up the newspaper, literally scratching his head. Like, what the fuck was wrong with that guy? I'm like, I'm going to die before I leave this Wawa, right? So I finally get my ticket. I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this to be
No, I'm like thoroughly invested in this story, but...
So then... I was going to tell him, but I wanted to wait. So then I go to get the thing. I'm like, I got my ticket. And they're like, who the fuck cares, right? Oh, I'd already paid. So I said, do I get my salad here? And she goes, over there. So I went to the register. Oh my God, I've already paid for this fucking sandwich. So I go to the register. And I'm like, am I supposed to get my salad here? And he's like, no. I said, where do I get it? He goes, where they make the salad. That seems like it would make sense, right? I feel like I'm not this stupid, but I am. Oh, I am. So I went back and said, they said to get my salad here. And of course, everybody's in a mask. So they're like, you guys, then my salad gets ready. And then they don't tell me. And I'm just standing there like this. I've asked for it 5 times, and I don't want to ask again because I don't want to be that idiot. And I was like, is that 803? And they're like... Fucking 803. Take your fucking salad. Go home. Who are you? Go home.
It's just part of, I guess, learning the ins and outs of Wawa, you know?
Just not being a fucking idiot, you know? Like, when you don't leave your house very much, you can really start to think you're an intelligent person, but man.
Step into Wawa. I also went to Wawa today, actually. Thank you. Thank you for some residual applause. My experience wasn't that much. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna wow the audience. So I went to Wawa. Could you hold this?
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
I bought a Wawa t-shirt.
It's a Wawa t-shirt.
This was not as fraught as the salad experience, but it did come with its own challenges, which I was me going up to this lady. I loved her. She was so nice. And I was like, hey, do you guys sell t-shirts here? And she goes, sure do, mister. And I was like, cool. Can you show me where they are? She goes, right over there, mister. She kept saying mister to me over and over again. And then I couldn't find the t-shirts. And I was like walking. And then two people were like, over there, mister. And then I was walking. Like I was like, Dolores, where are you? And then finally they like guide me, and there's like a little stack of t-shirts in the corner in the deli case. So I bought this t-shirt and now I smell like cold cuts. But it's worth it because I got my Wawa shirt.
At least it's not Gina. That's a cute shirt.
I had to choreograph this because I'm like, I have to wear green for St. Patrick's Day, but I also have to have a Wawa reveal, so. This is the fun part about Philadelphia, you know?
Oh, well, Philadelphia. Tonight, it's Real Housewives of New Jersey night.
Oh, yeah. And welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about.
Reds?
One more thing.
What?
We have to give a shout out to one of our super premium sponsors, Ms. Hava Nagila Weber.
Hava
Nagila. There she is.
Hello there.
Always love to give shout-outs to our premium sponsors when we see them in the crowd.
Gorgeous
so thanks
as ever.
For coming.
Your boob job looks great.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Looks wonderful. All right, now I'm ready, even though my sweater is like a monster right now. I can't.
Make that.
Okay.
Okay.
Previously on the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Supposedly, Louis hits his fiance in front of her children.
Mom needs a cookie bypass.
Did you call people in Tenafly?
You called my husband a crook.
It's retaliation, baby.
Blink, 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 blink.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So we open where we left off with the guys fighting. The guys doing their housewives fighting at some outdoor place that serves green apple martinis.
Yep. Yeah.
And Evan has just told Bill, your wife's not a good person. And Gorga's like, yeah, your wife, she's out of control, bro. She's out of control.
Shit, bro.
And Bill's just like, toodles.
People can be nosy. What are you going to do?
It's like, that's not just nosy. She's trying to dig up dirt on individual people, bro. It's not like groups of people. Fuck with groups, not individuals, bro. And he's like, I'm out. I am out.
Words I've never said before, I am out.
Congrats, bro. Congrats.
I'm leaving, Gorga.
So he goes out, and then they're all like, ugh. They're like, okay. They're like, basically, Frank, go get him. So Frank's
there
like...
There he goes.
Bill, where are you, Bill? Bill, where are you, Bill? Oh, Bill. I was, don't leave, Bill. Come on, Billy. Come on back here, bro.
Bill's hiding behind the car stand. What do you call it? The valet stand.
He's like, come on, Bill. Come on. All right? There's no women fighting, Bill. You can come out now. Come on.
Come on. Come on, Bill. Come on. Everyone wants to hear, Bill. Come on. Everyone wants to hear. Come on, Bill. All the cars just have, like, Frank's saliva all over them. It's like a free wash.
They made me come get you, Bill. All right? Why is it the guy who's gotten his knees bashed in by the fucking financial institutions, the one who's always got to walk? Am I right?
Well, listen, there are lines that shouldn't be crossed, and I don't know, maybe if I crossed a line, maybe that would make me a naughty boy, wouldn't it? Maybe I should be punished by all you bros.
So then back at the table, the guys have learned the word dig. Okay, and they're very excited about the word dig. So Gorga's like, you know what? She digs in everyone's life. That's what she does. She digs. And Evan's like, yeah, she digs. She digs.
She right? digs. She digs.
You know what he can't say? My wife fucked up. Dig for that. Dig for that, digger. Dig, 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 dig. So then back with Bill. Bill's like,
Jen is not the one who came up with the rumor that Evan's cheating. Teresa starts the rumor. Then it comes back to blow up on Jen. And I'm telling you the same thing I told the back waxing salon. I'm not staying where I'm not welcome. Mm.
Poor Bill. They're like, we're charging you extra, sir. Okay. This is not a get waxed all damn day salon.
So Bill's like, I'm going to get into my Ferrari. Mm.
Man, that Ferrari leaving, he was like, bye, I'm rich. You know, I mean, there's just a sound to that engine, you know, like it turns on and it's like,
money can't buy you class.
Vroom, down vroom. The road.
Vroom, vroom.
I'm going to go screeching out of this driveway and then come to an appropriate stop 500 feet later because there's a red light. Bye. Oh.
So Frank comes back to the table and
there he is.
There he is. There he is. There he is. Right. Hey, where's Bill? Where he is. Where he is.
He's like, all right, you know what? He goes, well, you know, Frank, it's like a personal attack on my wife. Also, we got banned from the back waxer. Bro must be fucking hairy, right?
And Evan's like, well, look, if your wife behaves like that, are you not going to tell her this is wrong? I mean, you have to rein that in, you know? You got to rein that in. And Gorga's like, thank you, thank you. Yeah. It's like, Joe, down here, down here. Yeah.
Gorga's like, you're right, rein him in. You don't get a bark collar, all right? Invisible fence. Works every time. Shut up, Gorga.
All right, you've got to rein him in. Shut the fuck
so
up.
So then, oh, Frank.
Oh, Joe Gorga, mad at women's emotions. They really needed to cut to that christening of just.
You're my daughter!
I know. It's my favorite thing.
You're my daughter!
Yeah, those women. Emotional creatures.
So, in case you need a little update on gender roles for 2022, Frank tells us, listen, when we're around, there's man code, all right? Drama's for the ladies, fun is for the men.
Guys, do shots and grab bulls. Get your hands off my nuts. This is my interview, Gorga. Get out, little man.
So one thing that I really love about this bro night was that it was like a two-act play because that was first act. And then second act is Louis showing up with his gum. I'm so sorry for the people at home who just have to hear that.
Louis is so scared. He's like, hey. Hey, guys.
He has a very specific nervous laugh that's like a car starting. He's like, hey, hey. Ah! Hey,
He's all red, just terrified, you know.
Hey, nice of you to show up, bro, huh?
And he's like, nah, nah, yeah. I've been drinking water all day trying to get into this, guys. Get ready for this.
So then they're like, yeah, Louis hanging tonight. Bro night, bro night. Hey, can we get the tuna tartar tacos, please? Thank you very much.
And got this green apple martini. Delicious. Delicious, Frank. I know.
And then when Frank ordered the tuna tartar tacos, it cuts to Louis just like clapping like... Yeah, bro.
Thank God I drank water all day for this. Thank God. Was it water made out of fire? You look like you're about to fucking kidnap Princess Peach. Can we go one video game without you kidnapping Princess Peach?
She's not right. Into you. She's not into Mario either, though, to be fair.
Hey, let's tell them about Bill. Oh, my God. So, you know, Evan had allegations about him last year, so he stormed out. And, you know, you were there the next morning at their house, Louie. You know, what was he like in the morning? Tell us, bro. Tell us what Bill was like
yeah,
that morning.
Come on, bro.
Right?
Tell me more. What was Teresa like in the next morning, Delore?
Tell me more. Did you grab his nuts? What were his nuts like? Do that, bro. So Louie's like, I couldn't say. He just stared at me and sucked the skin off of a grape. I don't really know what to say about it.
Specific.
So then we hear a phone ringer and we know it's Louie because the ringer is bling, 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 bling,
bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling, bling. Oh, are you serious right now, bro? Bro, it's crazy, huh? It's crazy. Are you serious right now? Yeah, phone call.
He's like, sorry, babe. I couldn't answer your first nine calls because Tiki's got my arm and Joe has my pants.
Frank is sucking my dick right now.
Whoa, bro, don't bring me into that.
So then Bonino is like, put her on speaker. We gotta hear this. So they do. And Teresa's like, tell my brother I'm gonna kick his ass already.
Because she believes that they are actively, like, Tiki does have his arm and Gorga still got, like, him in a headlock.
That's not nice. Stop doing that to Louie.
Oh, Teresa, give the man. The man just showed up. She's like, call me. What's going on? Did they ask you nothing? Is Tracy there? Is she messing with my family?
First she messes with my family, then she goes and drives somewhere. Well, when was she gonna stop?
I heard she was gardening. Who does that? Like, Teresa's ready to just jump Tracy, right? So Louie's like, they hang up, you know. He's like, wait, Gorga sees his phone and he goes, what, you got her in your phone as Mia Moore? Come on, guys. And they're like,
Mia Moore, it's crazy right now, it's crazy. You pussy whip, Louie, you pussy whip right now, huh? You pussy whipped, huh? You pussy whip, come on, say it, say something. All right,
guys. I know you guys think she yells at me and stuff, but guys, it's wonderful, you know. I met her at a time that was least expected, all right? I'd only been following her a couple of days. Usually it takes, like, some groundwork. Right, guys?
So they ask him, like, how long he's been single for, and he basically says it's been, like, 11 years. And Gorga's like, someone's just, like, laughing. They're already laughing.
That is such a shifty liar answer.
Yes.
What? How long you been single, bro? I was last married 11 years ago. That was not the question, sir. That was not the question.
So Gorga, because he doesn't want to act like he was the one asking this question, because he doesn't want to get in trouble. He's like, so these guys, they were talking about something that came up on social media. I don't know anything about it. You hear anything about this, Louie?
Gorga goes, hey, you got a pass? You got a pass, bro? No, Joe. He big banged into existence.
He just arrived.
To have fucking tuna tartare with you and fuck your sister. Yeah. Like, hello. God, I do have a past. Have you seen his face? He's got a past.
A lot of sun in it. A lot of sun in that.
I actually do believe he's like, doesn't that? I believe that, like, he if. I do believe in a future where we know time travel that whoever was in the future probably just were like, let's just send him to the past. Let's get him out of here.
So we see Gorga's like, you know, these guys were bringing up social media. So then it cuts to 5 minutes ago, a clip of 5 minutes ago with, hi, I'm charming Tiki Barber. Hi. Did you guys see the new allegations about Louie? Because Tiki with his double watch has just come to Housewives this shit today.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just like,
he's ready.
I'm going to tell you the time. Twice.
I love when people who are already famous come to the Real Housewives and then realize they're already famous, so it doesn't matter what the other people think of them. And they're like, oh, I can just say anything right now. It's fine. I'm already famous.
So he's like, you guys see the new allegations? And then Gorga like, those things will take your leg off. Right? Not alligators, you fucking moron! Right? Benino's like, he smacked his girlfriend around in front of her kids. The alligator did that? No, fucking Joe, no.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So we cut back, and Louis's like, yeah, you know, like, here's what that was, you know. God, I had a couple of bad relationships, you know? And I'm sure every guy at this table has had a woman in the past who's going to talk bad about you or not say the truth. And Frank's like, they've been pretty accurate so far, gotta say.
Hey, you know, everyone has got some crazy ex who talk some shit, who, like, run across the country in a wedding dress because they hate you so much. You know, stupid shit like that, right, everyone? Right?
So Bonino's like, but what happens, because we read about all of this shit, you know? And then, you know, like, what I would say is 100% of it is shit. But then what I'd also say is I live with Margaret Josephs. So this shit is nonstop. Just tell me what to say. Please tell me what to say.
And Tiki's like, listen, we read it. And it's like, Louis did this, Louis did that. And like, I mean, what do we say about it? Do we ask you about it?
Ask me about it.
He's like, okay, I just have a question. I have a question about the physical violence shit. And Louis goes,
physical violence shit? There's no physical violence. Now, there was a violin that I got physical with.
Physical violence. It was
different.
Physical violence.
Very different.
Physical violence.
Very different.
And Tiki's like, but, you know, we keep hearing about it. So what do we say about that? And he's like, a couple angry exes. You know, they're thirsty. They're thirsty for attention. So, no. How thirsty would they be? You're not famous.
Yeah.
I'm like, you've been here 5 minutes, sir. Okay?
If you have a trail of exes, not just like one embittered one, but if you have a trail of embittered exes, this is a Louis problem, not an ex problem.
Well, have you ever heard from a happy ex of mine? No, you have not. Okay? If you have a trail of invisible exes, did a tree ever fall on Ronnie's dick?
Ooh, the math. It's so poetic. So Tiki's like, yeah, you know, look, I'm defaulted to believe what you're saying, but my wife is talking about this. So, you know, she also keeps asking me to water her. Does anybody know what that means exactly?
Has anyone here dated a fern also? You know? So Louis finally clears the record up. I'm so glad. He tells us,
Let me let you guys into a little secret, okay? The girl you're referring to, I heard a rumor she stabbed her husband with a butcher knife. You know what I'm saying? Butcher knife?
Really?
I'm
already on her side. I mean, was that supposed to make me not believe her? Because I'm all for this bitch. I'm like, yes.
Totally.
My question is, what did that fucker do?
So then everyone's like, so Gorga's like, so when did you know this about her, huh?
No, and he goes, hey, when did you know this of her?
Oh, of. That's, yes.
Sorry.
Yes, that's very true.
Wow.
And Louis goes, oh, when I was dating her, you know, it was a rumor about it, you know?
Then why didn't you run, huh? Why didn't you run? Have you watched yourself on TV? Did you see yourself tackle your brother-in-law and get hairspray all over his shirt? You're fucking psycho. Why are you saying why didn't he leave?
I love, like, this logic of, in an effort to show why I'm good for your sister and why you should all ignore all my red flags, let me tell a story about how I ignored the red flags of my ex. And that led to the demise of our relationship.
Right. And Frank's like, whether it's a man or a woman, there's no excuse for violence in a relationship.
And neither are handrails, okay? Sorry, DeLore, I'll get those ready.
But just like Louis gave his ex the benefit of the doubt, we gotta give Louis the benefit of the doubt. How does that make any sense?
Look what happened when he gave her the benefit of the doubt. It literally makes no sense.
He says it's the least we can do. It is literally the least that you're doing, sir.
What has happened on this show when someone's been given the benefit of the doubt? Two people wound up in jail, first of all. Marriages have fallen apart. Sisters have fallen apart.
Yeah.
And a table got flipped over.
Yeah. No benefit of the doubt in this home.
No.
Okay? So Gorga's like, yeah, but you got close to engaged to him, right? And he's like, you know, I was just stupid. You know, man. You know, I wasn't the strongest man. So Louis is like the constant victim of these crazy women who keep coming to find him. So he grabs Joe by the shoulder like, we're bros, right? And Gorga tells us, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. But you know what? But my sister loves him, you know? So what am I going to do? So he's like, my sister loves you, so I'm good. I'm good with that. But if I find out about that, I mean, I guess you're just really close with people when you know what they meant. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even have to make any kind of sense. You just understand, I guess. But yeah. I was like, oh.
I just got distracted by my note because Joe Gorga says, you know, if I want to stay in my sister's life, I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut. But I was typing. I must have had a Freudian slip, and I literally wrote, if I want to stay in my sister's mouth, I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut. Honestly, I like that version.
Swear a condom, you know? It's a free country.
Because we can all picture it. That's the problem. Yes.
So can he, I'm sure. So Gorga's like, yeah, you know, it's a little weird, but so is women getting jobs. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Right? All right. So he's like, let's cheers to Louis, huh? So they all do shots to Louis, and Frank's like, seriously, Joe Gorga, you fucker. All right, you're young. You're going to get up tomorrow morning. You're going to get up for work. I'm going to be lying in bed wondering, should I get up and just piss myself?
You know what? I'm going to give my bladder the benefit of the doubt. I think I'll be okay. So, New Jersey in the morning.
I love the 50s Jersey music lately because I was watching the older seasons and it's every time they cut to a new scene, it's like, doom. Even if it's like Caroline making cookies, it's like.
Well, with the Manzos, you never really know what dark thing's going to happen next, right?
Well, that's true. But this one's like, boom.
It's very upbeat. It's like a car. It's like a Carvana commercial. It's like someone just sold their car very easily. So they're all happy. So it's like the things going on around Jersey. You know, Gorga, he needs a Tylenol because he's so hungover. And he's got hot burn.
Margaret is waking up Joe, just perched there waiting for Joe to wake up when Margaret wants to gossip.
Joe Bonino's lying in bed like this, like, Najee.
And Margaret's sitting there on the bed, crisscross applesauce, like, Joe, wake up now, Joe. Your tiny little hamster eyes. I mean, your bloodshot. Look at you.
And then they showed a wide shot. Did you see this? Oh. Sorry.
No.
There was a wide shot of Joe in his bed, and on his nightstand, there was, like, a tape measure. And I love to think that at night, like before they go to bed, Margaret's like reading a book and Joe's just looking at a tape measure. Huh. This is what 4 feet looks like. Let's go a little further tonight. 4.5. Hey, Margie, did you see this? You ever see 5 feet, huh?
So awkward. It's not like none of us get that, but at the same time, like, oh, put it away. Just put things away, you know? I'm on a diet, so I've got that thing out constantly. Because they say when you lose 10, like, what is that? How many pounds do you lose to gain an inch of wiener? It's true, because your fupa starts to, like, recede.
Hopefully it's, like, one pound.
Yeah.
Receding fupa.
So I've gone from, like, fupa with a button to, like... like a turtle with a little tail. So. It's working! It's working!
There we go. There it is. There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
So then we go over to Jackie and Evan's house. And Evan comes in from the gym. And Jackie's like, Evan, you already worked out? I thought you'd be hungover. And he's like, yeah, I worked out.
He goes,
He goes, I have a secret. A glass of water for every drink that I have, huh? God, it's great to know that we went to keg parties, right? High five, Ragers, kegs,
love
hardcore
keg
drinking.
They're yeah. so fun. Keg.
Keg parties.
Stand keg. That was me. I did.
We drink.
Stand keg. So then we go to Joe and Melissa, and Gorga's like, you know, and then Tiki brought up those alligators. She's like, what? Abusive alligators. I was like, bro.
And then over at Teresa's house, Teresa's dealing with Louie. She's basically like Louie's mom, and she's like, hey, babe, so you threw up twice? And he's like, yeah, I threw up twice, because we're old.
Now we use them.
Like, both of them together. I mean, even Fran Drescher is at home, like, ow.
Ow. So back to Margaret. She's like, okay, Joe, so did anyone ask Louie about the allegations? Anyone, Joe?
Well, yeah, I memorized my lines like you told me to, but I didn't even have to say them.
Okay, Joe, put down the tape measure, okay? I know it's your favorite book, all right? Just talk to me. Look at me and your beady little eyes into my eyes, okay?
He's like, but then he told us that supposedly his ex-girlfriend stabbed her last husband with a knife.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
That is the correct answer. That is the correct answer.
That is. That is.
What's that have to do? What is it supposed to discredit her? So what? People who stab other people can't be mistreated? I mean, come on.
I mean, what do you want? A butter knife? I think it's pretty cool he used a butter knife. So Joe is like, well, he's trying to discredit or to deflect from all these abuse allegations. And she's like, oh, so discredit the victim? Yeah, this guy's slick. This guy's real. Joe, put down the tape measure. I mean, for crying out loud.
So then back with Jackie and Evan, she's like, but don't you think that that's weird? And he's like, yeah, but you know what? I think that he's a nice guy who has had some bad exes.
And she's like, I don't like saying all exes are crazy, okay? I do not like discounting women like that, okay, Evan?
Which, you know, is true. All the guys are like, man, she's a fucking liar. She had a butcher knife.
Frank is like, I would never discount women. I like them at full price.
I know. You don't want to talk about discounting women around this guy.
Yeah.
The misogyny is already at an all-time high, right? So Melissa, back with Melissa and Joe. I love these little stupid scenes.
I know,
are you guys wondering,
favorite.
Like, why the fuck are you talking about? Because it's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I love this. So Melissa and Joe. So Melissa's like, well, what did he say about it? He's like, Louie? Yeah, he said that girl stabbed the ex. I don't know. Huh? Got that tickles.
Sorry, that's when he grabbed my nuts. What were we talking about?
Well, he's gonna be your brother-in-law 100%. 100%. And Melissa's like, you know what? Unless there's any proof to that story, we're just going to have to go with the fact that all these women are lying.
We just got to, you know, try to pretend looking like an uncut pepperoni tube is completely normal. And we're just going to go with that.
Melissa is saying, he's going to be your brother-in-law. We got to respect him. Have you watched his show? Because you are actually in this storyline currently and have been for 10 years.
Did I just segue into a Melissa scene from your Teresa scene? Did I just do that to you?
No.
Okay, I got scared there for a moment. I was like, wait a second. Sometimes it's like such a blur. I was like,
So now back to Tree and Louie. She's like,
when Tiki was asking those questions, what did he say, huh? What did he say?
He's like, you know, of course, this is what he got out of it. He said his wife was talking about it.
That is the least of what he said, sir.
Yeah,
he also asked you about abusing your fucking ex in front of her children.
And on top of that, by the way, Joe Gorga got the ball rolling by saying, all of us guys are talking about this, but Louie says it was Tracy who caused this whole line of questioning.
Right, he's going to sick Teresa on Tracy.
So she's like, why is his wife talking? I don't even know her. So she gets involved in my family. Now she's using her husband to do detective work. One time I told her to order an appetizer. Now she's ordering appetizers.
Teresa thinking that the only people who would know about Louie are people that she knows. It's like people who you don't know also have the internet, Teresa. It's fucking everywhere. All right.
She goes,
you know what? To tell you the truth,
Now I got a bad taste in my mouth.
And it's like, cut to Teresa just like biting a chair. It's like, Teresa.
You're eating the mascara wand.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was paleo string cheese.
Oh, man. I don't really have to lick myself like that.
Got really into character there, yeah.
Jesus Christ. And I licked the palm of my hand. Like,
oh, that's the worst. Disgusting. Palms never taste good.
It was like subway railing. Yes, I've tried it. Yes. So back to Ben and Margie. So Benino. I write him down as Ben so I don't get all the Joes confused.
Oh, okay. He's still lying there, like, just wanting to go back to sleep so badly. And Margaret's still at the foot of the bed.
She's like, that's crazy. What else happened? Did Bill show up? I mean, what even happened with Bill? I need to know everything. Wake up, just spread gossip with me, little tiny eyes. Get up, tiny eye man. All right?
There are a lot of people in Tenafly right now that need answers, okay? So, by the way, is anyone here from Tenafly? Oh.
So he's like, yeah, Bill came, and Bill got really pissed off. She's like, you know why? Because his wife, wait for it. His wife was digging. That's what she was doing. She was digging.
I thought it was the opening scene of Jurassic Park with all the digging, but no, it was just the wife.
Yeah, she digged. Dug Joe.
He's like, Evan said to him, you married Dig Dug, and she's just a bad person. And Marge is like, what? Evan said that?
Oh my God, Evan's got more than I thought. All right, what else did Evan say? Oh my God, I'm totally interested in Evan now. Call Evan. Call Evan right now. See what he's going to say. I love Evan. Evan fan. There, I said it.
So then over at Jackie's house, by the way, I just only noticed this episode. This whole scene is taking place in some, I don't know what room it is in her house, but there's an entire wall that's just glitter. Did you guys ever notice that about Jackie's? She has a glitter wall. So anyway, she's like telling Evan, you had every right to say what you said, okay? And he goes, well, I never even done anything mean to her, you know? She goes, well, where do you stand with Bill right now? And he's like, well, I'm not sorry, but it's nothing that can't be reconciled, you know?
Yeah. So then we go to my queen, Olivia, in the backyard. Baby Rondel out there on her training wheels, you know? And they're teaching her to ride in the backyard on these training wheels. I mean, Olivia.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Just an eagle on a bicycle.
Yeah. And you know she's not going to learn. You cannot teach an eagle to ride training wheels right next to a pool because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, eagles are meant to fly.
She's like, Daddy, I'm never taking off these training wheels. I'm an eagle. Boom.
Olivia's never going to learn how to ride that bicycle.
So then they move into the shade, and Jenna's like, can we move into the shade? I'm not so sure the sun is good for my nose. Like, just cuts to just like it just melting onto her chest. Looks like she stuck her face into Cheese Whiz. Whiz!
That's terrible.
It's not good for my nose, doctor!
So, Jen. Okay. So, Jen is still Jen. Okay? So, all of you who are like, oh my God, Jen! Don't fall for it. It's the scrunchie. Jen... Jen is wearing a depression scrunchie, and we all know it, because now she's in every scene with her black depression scrunchie, and that's her signal that she's very upset about it. Now, should she be upset? Fuck yeah, I mean, that's a horrible thing, but I don't know that I'm buying this depression scrunchie, because she's like, look, I didn't even put in extensions or iron my hair today. I've been stabbed in the heart, baby. Just gonna wear scrunchie. I'm not even gonna put product in my hair. Oprah's calling any minute. Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Bill's like, and she says,
so, you feel better, Bill? You came home early last night with a stack of ones still in your pocket.
And he's like, well, if you're going to come and... Well, if you're going to come and insult my wife's character, I'm not going to take that. That's when I got up and left. There's no bros for life bullshit. I said, screw them, and boy will I.
I'm sorry I put you in that position. I'm glad you stuck up for me, though.
And he's like, I have your back. Occasionally.
It's my favorite angle to approach from.
You know what? I'm sorry, okay? It was day class say. It was a day class say thing to do, okay? And please remember that when we make these Bill jokes, there never was any conversation whatsoever about any sort of orientation.
So Jen's like,
I've never heard you say any of this before, Bill. Like, I know you don't want to be confrontational, but your silence is deafening. I mean, sometimes you just don't show emotion, Bill. Like, I would like a little life raft from ya.
Like, you've got 18 toilet rafts. Right? That's his way of hugging you, okay? Yeah. He got you 18 toilets. Consider it hugged. Bye. Get out.
So he's basically like, well, I'm an imperfect human being. Daddy's not perfect. But not everyone has the personality to be able to show some emotions.
Not everybody can show full emotion without a full orchestral rendition of the theme song from Rocky. Do, 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 do.
She's like, but I need emotion. I need dialogue. I need vulnerability, Bill. Are you telling me you're incapable of that? What part of fucking somebody the whole time you were pregnant did you not understand?
Also, like,
he's not a very sensitive person. I'm going to go out on a limb and say sensitivity is not really his thing.
I just like that it's like the past, like, 10 weeks. Why do we have to talk about this? I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to bury it in the back and never mention it again. I never want to talk about it, baby. And then this week, I need communication, baby. I need to talk about it.
You know what it's called? Being triggered. Okay?
Yes.
That's what it's called. That shit comes up and then you're like, I'm talking about this again. Like, you bring some shit that happened up when I was 5. I will cry about it again and I will blame your ass for it again.
Yep.
I don't care. I will feel it the same every time. Pizza may be quicker delivery now, but it's still coming to this house the second I'm triggered.
We all have traumas of our ice cream falling off of its cone that have not been resolved, okay? Mm. It's all coming back.
So then we go over to Gabby and Dolores' house. So Gabby's talking to one of the dogs, and she's like, Coochie, your carrot's there. You didn't even want it. Someone needs to speak up for dogs that cannot convey English. He doesn't want it because it's a fucking carrot, you dizzy dame. Get him a piece of dead animal. Who the fuck gets mad at their dog for not eating a carrot?
It's not a horse.
I'm all mad at Gabby. The only character who's never done anything wrong on this show. I'm like, fuck you, carrot giver.
So Dolores walks in with Frankie, and she's like, hi, Gab. Doesn't the house look nice, Gab? And the good news is that the house is finished enough that they can all, like, move back home, which means there's, like, a chair and one faucet that works now, no railings, and no other furniture in the house.
Yeah, Frankie's like, it would be nice. It would be nice to have furniture. Really? It would be nice to have children that know how to rent fucking furniture. You've got a job. Make a couple of... Dolores is just like, you were conceived on an air mattress in my mother's living room. Under the blanket she used to cover the corner of the room that the dog peed in. Okay? Drop the silver spoon blowjob bell. All right? You're going to survive this.
So then we get we get like a miniature moment with like Property Brothers. It's like Property Franks. And we see Frankie's done room. And I took a picture of it. I don't know. You guys can't see this. It's going
to
look like nothing.
You just have to describe it.
Okay. This room, Frankie's new room, is amazing. Okay.
Wow. So first of all, there's like a bureau in the corner. That's pretty normal.
Well, it's not. It's like a bureau, then a bureau on top of the bureau, yes. And then a bureau on top. I was like, is this the Haunted Mansion? It's like if the Haunted Mansion took place in the Ashley Furniture.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a pyramid of bureaus, but then on top of them are three enormous, like, Jesus figures up to this tall. It's Jesus, Mary, and someone else.
The other Mary. So he's got Jesus looking down on him. And then he's got Mother Mary kneeling down on him. Don't be like that. And then the other Mary, like with her arms out. And then a little tiny, another little tiny saint.
Yeah,
the saint of the little Gorga, Saint Gorga.
It's like Joe Gorga, Saint Joe Gorga.
There he is.
And then we know it's Frankie's room because on the floor there's like those two of those perfect push-up things, you know? And
oh, yes, those circles where when you push up, it goes. Oh, the days. I used those one time. And then, okay, but all the stuff on his shelves. Okay,
the shelves
so then
are crazy.
The top shelf is all little different colored pumpkins.
Yeah, he has little pumpkins. And then the next shelf, okay, this one's a little hard to describe. There's like a little theater. There's like a...
It's a nativity.
Is that a nativity?
Well, wait, I think there's a dog in here.
Okay, so it's a little nativity scene, but there's like a Nightmare Before Christmas figurine next to it, but it's not.
Jack, what's his name from that?
Jack Skellington. It's like Babadook meets Jack Skellington standing next to it.
Yeah, standing next to the... And it's not a dog, it's a lamb. It's a lamb. And then below that, he's got a garden gnome, and then a picture of him and George Bush? I don't know.
And then an Empire State Building.
An Empire State Building on his desk. What a room to fuck in.
I know.
I mean, this is someone who fucks a lot. You're going to have Mother Mary literally looking down at the bed while you're fucking someone? I mean, have some respect.
It's the thrill, because knowing if you do it too hard, one of those things is just going to fall over and kill whoever you're sleeping with.
It's like, how does the little tiny Gorga get into the bed every single time? Bro!
So then, they're talking about the house, and Frankie's like, hey, Ma, it would be nice if we had some furniture here. She's like, listen, I promise you'll have a couch here next week. Which I think anyone who's tried to buy a couch in the past 2 years knows that is... Not happening. There's no such thing as a couch coming next week.
No.
I was triggered.
So,
I was like, how dare she fill him with such promises of joy?
Can't just promise somebody a couch. So, they start talking about her mom, because her mom,
Hillary is going in for a triple bypass, Dolores.
It's okay.
Really worried. And she's okay, by the way, so.
She's fine. She's okay. Fine. We love Val.
Because, you know, I was worried.
Dolores goes... You know what? My mother taught me everything to get to where I am right now. She taught me about breakups, heartache, divorce, but mainly cookies.
Mainly cookies. So Frankie's like, you know, David's
been a huge help, Ma. A huge help.
She's like, of course. Well, it's great that he's there for my family. And Gabby's like, yeah, I talk to him every day.
I talk to him every day.
I just talk to him on the way here.
He's calling me right now. Hello? Hello? David? Hi, David.
Hey, Ma, quiet. David's on the phone. Hey, David. Ma, it's Gabby. Which one do you like me better? Me or Frankie Jr., huh?
Yeah.
How much does mom suck? Mom sucks right now, huh? Right? I totally agree. Nothing. Everything's fine.
You got a couch?
How quickly can you get a couch here?
Come on. You got a couch?
Are you in the market for a giant Jesus figurine?
And Dolores is just like looking at her phone like, well, still nothing. Nothing from David.
Got an email from Groupon. I don't know who he is, but he seems nice.
And Dolores is like, really, you know, so me and David broke up, what can you do? Like, I mean, he's still there for my mother. You know, I can't be there for her all the time. He can. Last I heard, there was a motorcycle in the middle of a hospital room. I'm grateful. What can you do?
Yeah. And he did some open heart surgery on a motorcycle. It was very interesting. But, okay, so Dolores says... she just wants her mom to be okay, which we all agree. And she says that she's putting her pride aside in this situation so that way David could help. How about David puts his pride aside and tells the fucking daughter of the woman who has to have a triple bypass surgery? Ma'am, thank you. I need to have a town hall moment. Rah, rah, rah.
You know, some communication is giving, you know? I mean, I think like doing a triple bypass on your mom. Well, he's not doing the bypass, right? Is he a bypass doctor?
I think he took the bypass too literally. He's like, I gotta bypass Dolores.
He's literally bypassed me 3 times just today.
And then he took his motorcycle and drove on a bypass. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So now it's time to get ready to go places. So the eagle is doing Jen's makeup. And Jen's like, looks great, baby, great job. And then we see it, she's like, like, looks insane. Olivia's just like getting giant Sharpies, like.
And then over at Jackie's house, Jackie is filming another scene in her favorite place, the driveway.
In front of that fucking garage. My God. Do you have a Chuck E. Cheese in this city? Get your kids to a Chuck E. Cheese. This is unhealthy now. This is unhealthy
now. They're just jumping. They're just like, all right, kids, family jump time.
Yeah. Jump over the line. That's the game that we play. One of you jumps over this line, and then the other one jumps over that line over there. It's a square that you jump. The kids love it. The kids love it.
Yeah, we learned this at a keg party once.
Jesus. So these kids out of here. It looks like I'm listening to a documentary about Heaven's Gate. So everything I see now, I think, is a cult. You know, I'm like, oh, my God. These children in their white shoes jumping over lines. Get them to a Chuck E. Cheese. That's all those poor people needed in Heaven's Gate.
That would be the best cult if, like, really all that they were doing was just jumping in the driveway a little bit. Yeah, that's all.
Opening Amazon boxes.
So then we go over to Margaret and Lexi are sitting at a table in front of her Peloton bike. And Margaret, they're with Bella the dog. And Lexi, our favorite British New Jerseyan, she's like, oh, look at Bella. She has some bad breath issues, madame.
She's got some bad breath.
And Marta's like, try waking up next to the plumber, all right? Tuna breath sounds like a slice of heaven right about now, okay? And Marge is in her turban and like crazy, you know, caftan or whatever. Yeah. So she's like, you know what I have to do? I mean, the dog smells, everybody smells. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Dolores because we're going to have a spa day and I'm going to hear all the shit. I'm going to hear all the shit because, you know, somebody abused somebody else. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Did you know that Evan said something? Tiki said something too. You know who I love now? Evan. Dolores?
Hi.
Smudge.
Hi.
It's Smudge. Her shit stirring. I love it. So she calls Dolores and she's like, Dolores, how are you doing, honey? How's your mother? Dolores is like,
You know, Frankie's rubbing her feet.
She's like, oh my God, you know what, Dolores? You don't have to be so strong all the time. That's why I'm going to do a spa day for you. Okay, all the girls, we're going to go to a spa together. And she's like, honestly, I've spent my life so much alone. It's really nice to have friends like you.
Now I want you to get excited. Where we go is gonna be a surprise, but here's a hint. The town is not called Nina Drive. Think about it.
It's 11 not called, a bus. 11 a bus.
11
not
a bus.
That. Not that. It's close.
By the way, she never said anything about a surprise. I just really wanted to work in a very strange ten of fly pun.
So Dolores is like, but you know what? You don't have to do this for little old me. And Marge is like, please, it's not just for you. It's for television. I mean, come on. Lexi's sitting here at quote-unquote work. Dressed like the BAFTAs are coming to Tenafly. All right, look at her. It's television, Dolores. Come out.
So, you know, I'm going to invite everyone, but I'm not going to invite Jennifer, okay? Because I just don't want tension from her, okay? This is supposed to be a relaxing day, and it can't be relaxing if we can't gossip behind her back, okay?
And you know I love some Marge, but this is some bullshit. You have to invite Jennifer. She's on the show with you. And also, Dolores is Team Jennifer. So why are you doing this for Dolores' sake? Stop trying to get Jen not cast on this show. I need Jen on this show.
Yeah, you need to. You can't ice out the person you hate the most because it always works against you. So don't do it, everyone. Anyone here who's going to be on a Housewives show, don't do that.
Always. Be a Teresa. You know, except for the, you know, psychotic breaks and violence that happens like 3 times a season.
And terrible taste in men.
Always be the victim.
Always.
So that's your key to success right there. It's your key to success.
Speaking of Teresa, we now go over to her house where she... That is both Teresa's voice and the sound of Joe Giudice's tie rack just going around.
So, who cares? So what?
Yeah, so what? Who cares?
So what?
So what? Who cares?
So what? Who cares? So what? Who cares? Every tie that comes around. So what? Who cares? So what? So Teresa's in her closet.
Getting some for my day. I can wear this one. I can wear that one.
So Gabriella and Gia come in, and I mean, they look super excited to be here as usual.
Yeah.
They're like...
Whoa. They're also both wearing Gia's new sweatshirt line called Waking Up in the Morning, which is basically sweatshirts that say Waking Up in the Morning. But they're so bored with their mother and so annoyed with her that they don't even have the energy to promote. They're just sort of like hunched over, just hiding their sweatshirts. Like, our brand doesn't need this. Our brand doesn't need this.
I love this. I love those sweatshirts because you could just add whatever you want to the end of it. You know, waking up in the morning with little tiny beady hamster eyes. Like Joe, my husband, who I love. Isn't he handsome?
So they're about to, like, Gabriella's about to go out to lunch with her friends, which is exciting. And then Teresa's like,
hey, have you guys looked on Instagram lately?
Oh, your children who never look on Instagram and never would have seen this Louis video in the first place? Those children? Teresa. So they're like, no.
You know what to dance?
Your 1 year anniversary with Louie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like downstairs, there's a post-it on every surface, like
1 year anniversary today.
And she's like, yeah, I mean, I was a little skeptical about Louie. And she's like,
yeah, because you're just listening to things that you was hearing, all right? You can't judge nobody on their appearance. Look at me. I've been away. Bling, 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 bling. The only people you can judge from their past are the other people in their past who stab people with butcher knives.
Exactly. So Gia's like, yeah, but it's different, Mom. I mean, it's not like you went away for something that you did. I mean, except for the stuff that you did. And she's like, yeah. She goes, yeah, and it's not like you acted like a psychopath. I mean, you did, like, lots of times. But, like, it wasn't violent. I mean, okay, it was. But that's not what you were arrested for.
Don't worry. Teresa has logic that could not be destroyed. This is unassailable logic.
Louis's an amazing guy, or else you know I wouldn't be doing this, right? You know, your mom's a pretty smart woman, right?
It's like...
You were just talking about being imprisoned, and you still don't know why.
So...
Wow.
So then Teresa's like,
I mean, you guys see how he treats me? I mean, he's like, you know? And, like, isn't he great, guys? Like, isn't he the best ever? Like, I love him.
And they're like, oh. And then Teresa's like, she just starts sobbing.
She starts doing that ineffective finger wave. I mean, she's talking about how she's a smart woman. She can't even close her fingers to fan herself. So then, I love this. God, I love shady editors. And I love, we then go to, Gia's like being interviewed, and she goes, honestly, my mom and her family and our family, we've been through a lot. And it just cuts to, here comes my bitch wife. Come to fucking Cut Fitness. She's such a fucking Cut Fitness bitch wife twat. Look at her stupid face. Look at that dodo head of hers.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was back when we were so happy. Those are the good memories. That's what's crazy. Teresa was like, that didn't happen. And he's like, but he was talking to a woman he was fucking. Calling you his bitch wife.
It was a...
He was talking to, like, his secretary about, like, getting me flowers or something.
It was the Uber. It was going the Uber.
This was also the first time in all these years, at least I think, that I noticed that she has marble columns around her bathtub. I mean, they have a lot of marble columns on this show, but this is really...
So basically the kids are like mortified, you know? And so Teresa goes, no, I'm serious. And the reason I'm crying right now is because I asked my mom and my dad for him, and then they gave him to me. And they're like, crazy. Like, this is what your parents chose? Let's not believe that, you know? So especially Gabriella, we could see Gabriella, why she's never on TV. She hates this shit. She's like, and she just looks at Teresa like, where did I fucking come from?
Yeah. Know? I want to meet my real parents.
She goes, do you guys believe that my parents sent them to me? And she goes, I don't know. She's like, I'm serious right now. Like, you know, you should try it, Gabriella. You know, ask them for something, and then you can actually get it. And she goes, I'm not 40 and single, so.
Yeah.
No requests. Literally no requests.
She's been holding in that shade for many years. She's like, I think I'm old enough to shade my mother at last. So then the next scene opens up. I love the way this next scene opens up. We're just, Taylor Ham! It's Antonia yelling about Taylor Ham. I love a Taylor Ham opening. Oh, is Taylor Ham not allowed in Philadelphia? Pork roll.
Oh my God, don't start those on fire. Ben, they're starting sticks on fire.
Oh no, people at home, tell our families we love them.
What are you talking about? What ham?
It's, there is no ham. There was never a mention of any sort of ham.
Man, angry ham town. I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yeah, we really hit a ham nerve. I was like, this will be funny. I'm going to scream Taylor Ham and nothing possibly could happen. I won't possibly lose the audience.
Ripping the chandeliers out.
Okay, here's the reason why I think the expression Taylor Ham is funny. Because it's funny to think of Teresa thinking there might be a ham that she takes alterations to.
I got to get my dress made. I'm taking it to the ham.
It's my favorite singer, Taylor Ham.
So Antonia is sitting there all pissed off. This is like a Melissa being a mother scene, which I'm sure. So I can never buy it. Like she's cooking in mom jeans. I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Just stop. You don't even own those jeans. Like, where did you get those jeans? So Antonia's like, I don't like that kind of egg. Then get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. You tore an ACL, I'll tell your other one. I don't even know what an ACL is, but you're about to have two torn ones. Fucking get a job.
Get a job. Get a job.
Get a job.
Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham.
So, Taylor Armstrong, what if we say that instead? So anyway...
Enough!
Every time you say Taylor Armstrong, you have to say Taylor Armstrong enough.
I feel like actually somewhere Taylor Armstrong is doing a commercial for Taylor Ham. Hi, I'm Taylor Armstrong. When you need a Taylor Ham, I choose me hams.
So she's like, what do you want for your 16th birthday, Antonia? Do you want like a party where everybody's like, hey, Antonia? She's like, no.
I want to move to a different state for my birthday. So the thing is, so basically they moved. It sounds, from what we could piece together, they moved because they sold their house, but they moved in the middle of the school year, or at least during her high school time. And it almost makes it sound like they moved so that way the boys could get into a football program. That's kind of the vibe I got, right?
Oh, I thought it's because they finally sold that hideous fake-ass house of theirs. Because Melissa says, we had to move. She goes, but you moved me in high school. That is cruel. Which I agree with.
I mean, I love moving away from high schools personally, but, you know, I get it.
So she's like, no, but we had to, Antonia. She goes, no. You didn't have to. And she's like, you can't just sell those kinds of houses wherever you want, whenever you want, Antonia, okay? The marble was spray-painted foam from Hobby Lobby, okay?
Listen,
you get an offer, you take the offer.
Listen, Antonia, I know something that will make you feel a lot better. We got you a couch, and it's coming next week.
The Jersey promise, the couch that never comes.
So Melissa, you know, Antonia's really upset, and Melissa says something like, you know, I mean, she should know how bad I had it, because when I was her age, I went to a new high school, and my father died. I was like, whoa. We don't need a one-up right now, okay?
Yeah.
Just so, tell her to eat her fucking eggs, and let's end it there.
Yeah. So basically, Melissa destroyed Antonia's life.
And Melissa's really upset. Moms get really into cheerleading. My mom is the mother of cheer kids, you know. And she's like, oh, my God, okay, we have a family calendar. Here's the family calendar with MapQuest to Dallas. I'm like, I ain't going to fucking Dallas. I won't even go down the street when they're cheering. Here's how I see them cheer. When they come over, I go, cheer. And then they get on TikTok, and they're like, I take a picture, that's it. I'm done. I don't have time for this, okay? You're not coming to my crapping shows, and I'm not going to your cheer. Deal, bitch?
There
Deal.
We go. Deal. There it is.
Deal. But they that get into
good.
It.
That was fun. Cheers. I like that. That was a good... I like that. That was empowering. It was empowering. I liked it.
The no support family.
God, isn't it loving the way we don't support each other?
So now Teresa's getting ready for her big day. Oh, did you hear?
These ladies are doing fucking TikTok now. You see? It's addictive.
I don't...
You say a TikTok, they're like...
For those listening at home, Ronnie just did some elaborate choreography.
I told you, I saw my niece doing a TikTok one time. I said, no, stop! And she's like, what?
One of the moves was literally this. Like the double blowjob thing in the face. I was like, no. We do not do that.
Yeah.
And when we do it, we do not talk about it on the internet.
No.
Privately.
I feel like TikTok peaked when the cast of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip tried to do a TikTok move. All they had to do was like move left and right.
Ramona's doing the...
Whoa, Thriller.
Michael Jackson Thriller thing.
Because the Thriller. You know what I call a Thriller? Being married to Mario, okay? Thriller.
Okay, guys.
So,
Teresa's, we will get through this. So,
it's Teresa's big date.
Teresa's big date.
Because I don't know
if... It's your anniversary.
Louis so good at planning surprises. He sent a car. It's got a driver.
Louis got such big fingers, I had to get him an extra size ring.
It's like, that's a bracelet.
Oh!
So she arrives at a boat dock, and there's like little rose, there's like a
petals.
Little rose petal path to the, you know, which and is a, very The Bachelor, which we all know is for real lasting
yes.
love. You know?
It's you see the roses and you see just like a nice trail of sweat, you know, leading to the boat.
Then you see a guy run over to a boombox and press play, and then he's like, whips out a saxophone. He's like,
I mean, okay, so and
he was like the
also...
Jersey James Kennedy, let's be honest.
Did you notice he was in my Crappies jacket?
I did notice.
I wore it 3 years ago. I got it from Amazon for $14. So yep. I'd just like to give a shout out to that fashionable man in New Jersey with a saxophone.
So Teresa sees this guy playing saxophone. She's like, her heart melts. She's like, oh, I love saxophone. I used to play saxophone. Which was like, everyone just like stops. Like, I think everyone in America just pauses and tries to have that visual. And is like, oh my God. And then she says,
yeah, I told Louis I played saxophone in elementary school. I just go to show you, he listens to me. God, he's perfect.
I'm like, playing saxophone when you are in kindergarten, someone built a saxophone out of Legos and gave it to you, and you said you play saxophone, right?
Teresa. Oh, my God. And she's telling the saxophone player, you know, who's trained for years, I'm sure, I guess. She's like,
yeah, I even know how to put my tongue on it.
He's like,
can you play that one song that I was really itsy bitsy spider?
So Louis is like, hey chef, hey, what's going on? What are we gonna have on the menu tonight, chef? Go ahead and tell us. Oh, it's so romantic. Hey, Teresa, you want champagne? Huh, this is a toast for you. For the last 12 months being absolutely amazing, and you never looking under your bumper for trackers.
I love you.
So she's like, I got you something. He's like, why? Why'd you give me something? She's like, why'd you do all this for me? Why?
Okay. So, it's a ring.
Yeah, so it's one of those things you put in your hands to make a pony's tail.
Oh, it's a skinny scrunchie. Thanks.
That's a happiness scrunchie, not to be confused with the depression scrunchie. All right.
So then she gives him a card, and this is the card.
Louis, 1 year ago, when I met you, my heart was broken, and it's been broken for so long.
Actually, he's reading it. So she's like,
come on, keep going.
So he's like, this is the most amazing year of my life. Every day and night with you is a blessing. And then some sort of marinara sauce stain. And then something about Hugh Grant. Oh, I don't take it for granted. Okay, cool. Thanks.
I like that flourish.
I really like the part about how much you like red M&Ms now. She's like, yeah, I really love them. So he's like, okay, now, sax guy, you ready for the big surprise? She's like, why? You're so good at surprises.
All right. I got a little bit of a card. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Hold on. All right. Here we go. Here comes our card. Ooh. All right, I'm coming around the other way. All right. Teresa, this is my card to you. Okay? Oh. Teresa. I love yous because.
This is 20s reasons I love yous because, four dots.
I ran out of space.
All right.
Teresa, you smell like hand sanitizer, the good kind.
You got curly hair.
I love that yous get confused by staplers.
You wake up in the morning.
Your favorite string is yawn.
Boobies. Teresa, oh my God, this fucking guy. And it's in like a font.
It's in the Gather font, actually.
Gather.
There's no punctuation. I mean, it's just so this show, you know, a little heart emoji after every little thing. At one point it says, your voice.
I love what? I love your voice.
If that voice was judged, all of the chairs would turn around just to go, what the fuck was that? What was that? Alicia Keys would just be like, huh?
So.
Your voice.
Your voice. So she's like,
I'm like, wow, is this a dream or is this really happening?
The sax guy is like, he's so bored.
Oh, so then they kiss as they go under the bridge, and you know, it's very
George
sweet.
George Washington Bridge.
Oh, wow, what a, this is gonna last. This is. So then we go to the spa. Hello, spa lady. I'm Margaret Josephs. You might know me from my change purses or my coasters or my 300 count sheet, my 300 sheet, my 300 thread sheet. What am I trying to say? My 300 thread sheet count.
Count. It's like I've been around Teresa
sheets.
Too long. I'm
mean,
sorry.
I mean, that's how long I've been around.
It's thread
okay.
count.
We just
thread
used to call them sheets.
Count. Thread count.
That's what we would call them. Okay. I've made a reservation for me and all of my girlfriends. And the lady's like, okay.
She's like, I know. You rented out the place. And we have a flashback of Lexi booking the place. Where she goes, adult spa party. Oh my God, full catering service.
So there's a beautiful charcuterie spread and everything. And Marge sees the champagne. She's like, oh my God, I'm gonna pop this right now. Pop up. Good job, Margie. Good job.
Good job,
good job. Margie.
Was this the same spa that Siggy Flicker had that seminar in? Does it?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
In tomorrow's episode?
No. It's like in that season. It's, you know, honestly, it's really unimportant.
You haven't taken notes for it yet, but this weekend we're doing a classic Jersey where Siggy does like an empowerment speech in like a salon or something.
Is that where
it
is?
Yeah, it's like a little place. And then she gets behind the cash register and she's like, if you want your book signed, now is the time. Now was the time.
No. The one I was thinking was at a spa, but I don't know why I felt the need to make sure we all like stopped and thought about that. Like,
you know,
guys, stop the show. I think Siggy Flicker's been here.
No, anything to just make this show longer. That's what we need.
Yes.
We just need a longer
That's
show.
All I wanted!
5 hours or it's nothing. So Tracy comes in and she's like, wow, look at this. You're just like, you're so crafty. She's like, you know what? I'm good at ordering, Tracy. That's what it is. You know what else I'm good at? Champagne popping. All right, charcuterie lady, bring me another bottle. I've got to pop up to Tracy. It's insane.
Does anyone here have any sort of focaccia crocodiles we can add to this? Because I'll make Dolores feel at home. No? Okay.
So then Melissa comes in. I can't with this lady, okay? I don't know. You know what? Sometimes there's just people on these shows that make you crazy, and you know the reason, but after all these years, I don't even care the reason, okay? I don't need to justify it. This is what I did. Every time. So she comes in, and Marge is like, okay, you know what? This is for Dolores, because you know what? Her mother, Valerie, needs a triple bypass. I mean, it's so sad. She's in the hospital, right? Boop! That was great, Margie. Good job, Margie. But you know, poor Valerie, she's in the hospital. It's terrible. And Melissa goes, yeah, because she wasn't eating right. You know? I remember Jen saying that year, fuck off. Fuck off,
ma'am. How dare you blame my triple bypass on eating. Learn how to make an egg for your daughter. Lady who doesn't even know how to make the right kind of egg for her child.
Doesn't even have a pork roll available.
I mean,
that's
who
right.
Does that?
Pork
she needs
rolls.
A Padma. Did you mean to not even know what kind of egg your own child prefers?
Where's the pork roll? This is a pork roll challenge. Wow.
I love the front counter work these ladies are doing. First, there's Marge, and then Teresa comes in, and she's like, hi,
I'm here for Margaret Johnson's.
And the lady's like, oh, okay, follow me. And she's like, okay.
They have to leave a trail of rose petals for Teresa to follow it.
Who is here?
I know. Like, what happened to you? So Jackie's there, and all the ladies are there, you know. And Jackie's like, so, Teresa, how was your one-year anniversary? Did you find a nice garage to celebrate in front of? You know? And Teresa's like, he took me on a Sunset Crawl, and, like, all I had to do was read him the three numbers on the back of my Amex, and then a scroll came out, you know. He got a scroll for me, right? And he wrote it. It was all the things he loved about me. He said he loves how fierce you is, like how your honesty.
Omega, this is great material. Okay, here comes some stand-up. Okay, he loves Teresa's honesty, or how she's so delusional that she believes anything he says. I mean, was gullibility on that scroll? That was for you, Joan. That was for you, Joan Rivers. Gullibility burn.
Gullibility and Gatherfont burn, Joan. That was for you. So Teresa goes back to change, and so they can gossip. So Jackie's like, I mean, 1 year, that's a very big deal when you're 13. Good for her. Good for Teresa. Good for Teresa.
1 year's a very big year. I mean, we know she was gone for a year. That was a long time. So years count on this show. Years count. I'm just stating facts.
Well, you know what? I wonder if she's upset with how all the guys were questioning Libby the other night. Did anybody hear this? I mean, it was amazing. God, it was just so good what happened. I mean, I just want to relive it all over again, but I'm going to need some more towels. Give me some more towels.
Hardest is just so fucking excited. Literally every time someone leaves the room, she's like, oh my God, did you hear? Did you hear what happened?
Did you hear? Okay, how many champagne corks do I have to fly off this bottle, okay? So, I'm going to saber this bottle. She just takes a knife to Tracy. I'm not a bottle.
So Marge's like, okay, but you know what? Let me tell you. Here's what happened. Louis got with the guys, and then he said that the girl that he supposedly abused, that she had stabbed her husband before that. And Melissa's like, yeah, but if she stabbed her husband, she's a fucking kook.
Who probably didn't eat well either.
Melissa? Exactly. Melissa, you're really trying
no,
me today.
She's actually, though, I think she wasn't being sincere. She's saying what she has to say on the records. That way she gets credit at the reunion. She can say, see, I believed Louis. I'm a good sister. I don't believe that. She totally.
Yeah,
I think this was all lip service. Oh, and then there's a lot of lip service on this show, if you know what I'm talking about.
So Melissa's like, Joe and I agreed to not sling mud at Louie. You know, I want Teresa to stay in her love bubble. Doesn't everybody? What are you trying to do? Make Teresa miserable?
Which is true, because, you know, Teresa, if Teresa ain't happy, nobody's happy. Oh, my God. So Marge is like, okay, but if that happened, then why would he try to marry her?
And Melissa's like, listen, you fall in love with people. I mean, Teresa's been away, too. And she goes, please. It's not like Teresa stabbed Joe Giudice. There we go. It's yet another iteration of that name.
I did notice that she added some sizzle to that.
Teresa really muddied those waters when she started her crawl.
Giudice, that ain't even my name. My name is Judy Chang. Say that again. Hey, Teresa, what? Judy Chang.
Thank
you. That's not your name. Uh-huh. It's not your name, Teresa.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently Bill left in a rage. More of a sachet in a rage, but either way, it was a rage.
Well, you can defend your wife without admitting that she did ever, you know, just apologize for your wife is what I'm saying. And Tracy's like, apologize. Apologize.
Why are the ficus tree talking?
Teresa just hears claps. She's like,
So Tracy's like, no, I'm just talking about Jennifer. I mean, if she just apologizes, at least, like, then she could be included in a day like today.
Yeah, well, I called her because I thought she would be coming to this, but then she wasn't coming to this, and I was like, wah! And then I looked over the texters, and she ain't invited to this.
Which, let's give Teresa props for finally being able to figure out group texts, okay? So
I credit Gabriella with that.
So Margaret's like, well, you know what? She kicked us out last time, you know? And Jackie says, she's burned every bridge, and I don't understand why she would do that. And Tracy says, well, you know what? She did what she did because she's miserable in her marriage, so she projected.
Oh, my God. Tracy's killing me. So Tracy goes, you just met Jennifer. You don't know their relationship. And Tracy goes, I'm just basing it on what I've seen. Google yourself, ma'am. Please. Girl.
So
don't throw a candle when you live in a wrestling house.
So Teresa's not happy with this.
Tracy comments on my family, on Jennifer, on Bill, on Louie, on shoes, on the sky, on potatoes.
It's like, can someone turn off Teresa?
So then someone else goes to change. So Melissa, they're all standing in front of these open windows, and Melissa goes, I can't stand in the sun any longer. And Marge goes, you know what, come sit, I'll close the blinds. So she closes the blinds, and then Melissa goes, oh my God, it's like night and day.
The power.
Literally. It is literally like night and day, Melissa.
The power of observation never eludes this cast. So then Dolores shows up, and Dolores... It's so funny, it's spa day, and Dolores has as much enthusiasm for spa day as she does for, like, waking up in the morning. Teresa goes, so what are you gonna get done? She goes, I'm getting a scrub.
Well, they're gonna have their work cut out for him, because she comes in 10 pounds of hair. Like, Dolores is like, comes to the spa, like, her hair like this, like, makeup, you know, a ball gown.
My feet are killing me. I spent all day walking from the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen again. It's very difficult.
So they split up for treatments, right? Teresa goes in for her treatment, and then Jackie and Tree come back, and then other, you know, it's a lot of turns, okay? So Teresa and Jackie and Dolores are sitting there alone, and Teresa goes, hey, what do you guys think of Tracy? And Jackie's like, I like her.
Well, of course, Jackie likes her because, yeah, you know, she's coming straight for Teresa's ass. So Jackie's like,
I like her. She says what she's feeling. It's like, she's a bit much. Like, she's not everyone's business. Like, the other day at Melissa's pink party, she was, like, in my business about what's going on with my brother.
Which, by the way, for the record, she was not. And so Jack...
she was Tracy.
Well, but no, she was...
This is your brother. You stand up for your brother.
All she said was basically like, you shouldn't be fighting with family. That is not getting all involved.
That girl is sticking her nose. I would just start putting little Cheetos around with rat traps. Like, stick your nose in it. Stick your nose in it again. Nobody knows you. Okay? Team Teresa on this one. Shut up, broomstick.
So Jackie's like, well, I think that she's just saying what she's thinking. And Teresa goes, well, I didn't like Tiki asking my boyfriend questions. So she's angrier at Tiki than she is at Louie with this cockamamie story about his ex stabbing someone with a butcher's knife.
That's Teresa, bless her heart. Bless her dumb. God, bless her dumb little heart.
Bless her dumb heart.
So she's going, she's getting that Teresa, like, where, like, her eyes are kind of crazy. You know, she gets almost the Joe Gorga eyes where it's like a bunch of gnats are flying around and she's just trying to find that one.
Yeah.
So she gets those, like, crazy eyes and just starts blinking. And she's like, you know, she's just too much. And Jackie's like, but Jennifer just goes hard at people, Teresa. She's like, yeah, but Marge goes at people. Like, she starts getting that crazy voice, and then Marge is back out, and she's like, what are we talking about? Oh, my God. Here we go. And Marge goes, listen, Teresa, Jennifer just takes it a little too far. And she's like, but you take it too far, too. You take it too far, too. You said stuff about her husband.
I wasn't trying to hurt her. I was just trying to say she's a hypocrite, okay? You know what? I just realized why this line of logic doesn't work. Too many syllables, okay? Too many syllables, hypocrite. Very difficult for Teresa to understand.
And Dolores is like, listen, I talked to Jennifer. At first, I got what you were saying, but the woman didn't know she was going to have to deal with it publicly. She is wrecked. She's on the goddamn floor. She's like a porcelain Virgin Mary after Frankie rings his blowjob bell. Crack on the floor. Every Christmas, I have to buy him a new fucking Virgin Mary. I'm telling you, she's... Someone's got to eat shit here.
Yeah. Somebody's got to eat shit or we'll never move on.
Okay.
So then...
Final scene.
Final
scene. Final scene of the
Jennifer...
night. And it's a real humdinger.
Yeah. Jennifer makes it halfway to a joke that I can make. She goes to a bagel shop. I was like, oh.
It's not even next to a pizza place. It's not even. You can't even look at the strip mall and say, pizza bagel. It's just a bagel.
So this,
because
this,
she's wearing, guess what she's wearing? Depression scrunchie. It's back out.
So this monster goes into a bagel shop and orders a bacon and egg on a roll. My Jewish heart is breaking right now, everyone. My Jewish heart is breaking.
So she's with her brother, Steven, who is much more happily gay now. Bless his heart.
Yeah. I mean,
good for him.
He's probably here.
Love
He's
him.
Great.
He is so cute. He's like, ah! Like, he's just so happily gay. It's really nice to see. So Jen's like, you know, I know that the girls are at the spa without me, but I'm so glad to be with my third choice. Olivia was busy. My brother, even though I can't sing, almost made me feel like I could sing. Yeah. Here he is. Hi, brother.
She goes, sometimes when I'm feeling bad, he would turn to me and say, let me practice my tenor on you.
I have done that with my sister. I'm not going to lie.
To this day, I can't listen to Carly Simon without thinking of my brother.
My sister is the sweetest thing, but goddamn it. Every time I'm like, Carly. She's like, shut up. Please, just shut up.
So this is, it's really fun to watch Steven try to explain gayness to Jennifer because she's really very confused by it. She's like, so I went to P-Town. That's Providence
Town. No, I know what Providence Town is.
Providence.
I know what Providence Town.
Is there some kind of festival going on? He goes, it was Bear Week. Oh, that's terrible. Did anyone survive? No, not real bears. Oh, thank God. Teddy bears. Oh, so cute.
So she's like, are you dating anybody? And he's like, no. And she's like,
but whatever happened to that guy? Remember that night we were at that gay thing? It was like gay pride or whatever. And we were drinking. And I turned around, you were making out with that guy. What happened to him? It was so romantic.
That was when I took you to Angels in America and you kept shouting at the stage, go for it!
It's not romantic when you make out. It's not romantic when you fuck, really. If he tells you his name, you guys are going to get married. I'll tell you that. That's it. That's all you need to know. So then he's like, you know, I don't even remember making out with that guy. I was like, man, I need to go to Bear Week. Bear Week fills people with supreme confidence. You
yes.
know? So she's like,
meanwhile, Mom said that if I wasn't a virgin when I got married, my husband would return me. Thanks, Mom.
Adjusting her little depression scrunchie.
So basically, Jennifer has told her mom that Bill had an affair and everything that happened. And Steven goes, on the phone? I mean, she's in Turkey, for crying out loud.
On the machine, Rose. On the machine.
I sent some carrier pigeons. So basically the mom started cursing out Margaret and said, we're going to get her back. And basically, you know, they start talking about this affair and everything. And he's like, well, how do you feel about everything? What's going on with you? And she goes, it's one thing to live through it privately, Bubba, but it's another to have to go out and get yourself a black scrunchie and go out in public with it.
Have you not looked at the top of my ponytail? How do you think I'm feeling?
And it's kind of a decade. Sorry, I saw that word, and I was like, I'm going to go with that. It was a very sad scene to end on, but in a few weeks, you know, Jen is going to have a scrunchie makeover, and then she's going to be doing that changing expensive outfits thing from Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Know? And then that sax player is going to be back in there.
And soon Bill will be giving her his own scroll.
You know what I love about you? Unfurl this, baby.
That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day.
Guys. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Thank you, Philly.
We love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches. It's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.